This is Amber Rolt reporting for the EG, and this morning I am joined here with Andrew Jones, Chief Executive of London Metric. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us and congratulations on your results this morning. Do you want to just talk me through the headline figures?
Morning, thank you. Look, we've had a very good six-month period. Our earnings are up 14% to 28.8 million. Our earnings per share are up to 4.2 pence, which has allowed us to declare an increased dividend at 3.7p. And the reported profit at 79.6 million is up considerably, helped by a revaluation surplus across the portfolio of £53 million. And our NAV for the six-month period is up 4% to £1.56. So those are the headline numbers. And I think that it's probably fair to say that we've had good contributions across all of our three main sectors. You know, distribution has been the strongest performer, which is as many people would have expected. But we've also seen some very strong performances from our long income and convenience retail portfolios, and also retail parks. You know, people are very quick to try and, you know, consign retail parks to history, but we've managed to report, you know, some very, very good numbers from our retail park portfolio.
And looking at your portfolio, it's largely distribution assets in there now. So that's a transition that you've been going through. What was it that made you decide to digress your portfolio that way, and how have you found that transition?
We made the decision about 4 years ago to pivot our portfolio towards, you know, increasingly towards the logistics sector. It was very much a response to retail trends. Most of the retailers that we spoke to would talk about the fact that they had too many shops, but they were woefully underprovided, you know, in logistics space if they were to, you know, implement an omni-channel model and to take advantage of the migration of sales online. And so we started it back in 2013, and in some ways we've gone from then and never looked back. And we financed that move through by selling off a number of our non-core assets. Our offices in London and the southeast have now all gone. We only have the remnants of a small number of flats left from our residential portfolio, and you've seen a big sell down in our retail park portfolio. I mean, 4 years ago we had 23 retail parks, and today we have 5. And it's a response. You know, technology is disrupting lives, and it is disrupting real estate. And you know, we think that the move into logistics puts us on the right side of that structural shift.
I think that shift is something that everyone in the retail industry, as you say, is currently experiencing at the moment. But do you think that perhaps other retail investors might also look to distribution assets instead, while the retail investment market in particular is going through a slow period?
Well, they already are. I mean, you know, competition over the last couple of years has intensified, as you might expect. You know, it was a lot easier 4 years ago, to be frank. But you know, you've seen some of the big life companies looking at launching their own logistics funds to take advantage of this structural shift. So competition for new assets, new developments is much more fierce than it was. We just have to try and just be a little bit smarter and leverage relationships that we have with developers and leverage relationships that we have with occupiers to try and outsmart them.
And what do you think the next steps are going to be? How do you see that part of the market evolving next year?
It'll remain very competitive because it's one of the few sectors in UK real estate where you're seeing organic rental growth, and you know, people will gravitate to those sectors where rents are rising. Logistics is one of them. You know, you're seeing a lot of competition in some of the other alternatives. You know, PRS is popular, student accommodation is popular, doctor surgeries and healthcare is popular, you know, self-storage. You know, the alternatives are increasingly sought after because they are delivering organic rental growth. and a number of the established sectors, you know, traditional retail and indeed some areas of the office market are more challenged.
Andrew, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to EG this morning.
You're very welcome.